Welcome to installment 229 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will conclude our discussion of Positive Commandment 98 regarding Tumas Eichlin U'Mashkin, the impurity which is possibly conveyed by food and drink. This is connected with the Rambam's laws in Sefer Tara, the laws of ritual purity. These laws, as we have been discussing, are unrelated to physical cleanliness, but rather are a spiritual concept, relating primarily to consumption of food at the times of the temple in Jerusalem. There are laws governing when food can possibly become impure, such as only a food which is fit for human consumption or normally consumed by human beings becomes impure, which is not the case with animal foods. This, as we mentioned, is the reason why food is invalid for use as a covering for a sukkah. Schach cannot be made out of food. And the reason is that food is capable of becoming tamei, or impure. To be invalid for a sukkah, the food does not have to be wet. However, in order to become fully tamei, according to the laws of the Torah, the food has to become wet. That Beretzein Bailin, that intentionally the owner of the food, or according to the Rashba, another person as well, must place one of seven particular types of liquid on the food. Thereafter, even if the food is dried, the food is now mukhsha lakabal tuma. Should it come in contact with an impurifying force, it will become impure as well. These seven liquids, which can prepare the food for becoming impure, are easily remembered by the acronym Yad Shachat Dam. Yad meaning hand, Shachat slaughter, Dam blood. These seven letters, Yud, stands for Yayin or wine. Dalid stands for Dam or blood. Shin is Shemen or olive oil. Ches is Cholav or milk. Tes is Tal or dew. The last Dalid stands for dvash, or bee's honey. And mem stands for mayim, or water. Once a food has come in contact with any of these seven liquids, even though it has later on been dried, nevertheless, it will become impure should it come in contact with an impure object. Why is it that water will prepare a food to become impure? The Chinuch gives the reason, as we have discussed, that only when something has been fully completed or close to full completion does the Torah consider it, such as in the case of challah. When are we required to give a portion of our dough to the Kohen? Not when we have flour. Only when it has been made into a dough and close to completion, then we are required to give to the Kohen. So too food. When do we consider it close to becoming impure? Only after it has been washed, only after it has become wet. Since this is the final preparation before consumption, only then is it capable of becoming impure. The Kli Yoker points out another interesting point. Water in general makes things pure. Everything can become pure, except for two exceptions. In a mikveh, a mikveh can purify any type of impurity except for tumas meis, one who has come in contact with a dead body, who must have the ashes of the red heifer, and a metzeda, a person with a leprous, so to speak, skin condition, who has another purification procedure. Water in general purifies. Why in this case is water the preparation for impurity? The Kli Yoker explains that spiritually there is a nature in the world that think opposites attract. For example, the Ruach HaTuma, the spirit of impurity which comes to a Jew after he wakes up from his sleep, is only by a Jew, not by a non-Jew. Why should we see more impurity by a Jew? Since he has the additional holiness of his godly soul, therefore the impurity is attracted to it. Therefore, a Jew must wash his hands in the morning and is not allowed to touch food before he has done so. A non-Jew, however, does not have this requirement, since the impurity does not have such a desire to fuse to him. So too the Kli Yukra brings an example of darkness at night. The darkest part of the night, the Kli Yukra says, is immediately before the morning. Why should this be? We would think that normally things would get lighter and lighter until daylight comes. However, we see the opposite. The darkest part of the night is before the dark, before it gets light. Again, we see this attraction of two opposites. So too, when can food become impure? Only when mayim, when water or another liquid comes in contact with it. That although other liquids are also mentioned, mayim, water, is the one explicitly mentioned in the Chumash. When water, the source of purity, comes to a food, only then can it become impure. We have been discussing over the last few days many laws relating to Netilas Yodayim, washing the hands. Since these are related and have been established as a practice for us in Jewish law by our sages as a result of the laws governing when food becomes impure. Before washing our hands, we must be sure that there is nothing stuck to them. If something should be stuck onto our hands, then the water will not purify that part of the hand. Let us say we have dirt stuck to our hands, or dough, for example. Then the part underneath the dough or the dirt will not become pure. Let's say we have dirt under our fingernails. We must then see which part of the fingernail it is under. If it is the part of the fingernail which extends beyond the flesh of the finger, then no matter what is stuck there, it must be taken off before the hands are washed. Should it be under the part between the skin and the nail, then if it's dirt, it's okay. Should it be something stickier, something which a person would normally not want there, such as dough, then even if it is between the skin and the nail, it must be removed. So too, dirt must be washed off the hands. However, any water which was used to wash the hands must be dried off before the hands are washed. The law is that the hands must be washed, must be clean before the washing of Netilas Yodayim. Therefore, they must be clean of chatzitza, of any interrupting, intervening substance, and in addition, they must be dry. The water for Netilas Yodayim also must meet certain qualifications. It must not be unduly discolored. In addition, it could not be used for anything. Let's say, for example, one has put water in a vessel for the purpose of warming up a cold bottle of milk. Then this water has been used already, and only fresh, unused water can be used for Netilas Yodayim. One would have to then take fresh water in order to wash the hands. So too, the vessel which is used for washing the hands must be perfect. It should not have any cracks or holes in it. So too, the vessel must be not only hold water and have no holes in it, so too, it must have been made originally to hold a liquid. For example, let's say we have a pot cover which is capable of holding water. However, it was not made to hold liquid. It was made to cover a pot. In that case, even though it might be perfectly smooth and unblemished and perfectly capable of holding water, nevertheless, it may not be used for Netilas Yodayim, since it was not Nasi LaKabbalah, not made for the purpose of holding water. These were only a few of the laws of Netilas Yodayim. There are many others which require careful study.